Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for being part of my day. I know why you're here, though. One of the reasons you're here is you heard the legend, Howard Ruff, was going to be on the show, didn't you? That's the reason you're here. Howard Ruff is a legend, ladies and gentlemen. He's been telling people about how to build wealth, how to create and accumulate wealth for many, many decades. Some of his books are still a New York Times bestseller, and we're on the bestseller list for longer than any other book probably in history. He's the author of the new book, How to Prosper. Get this, folks, How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. And I can't wait to ask him about that. Howard, welcome back to the show.
I can hardly wait to hear what I'm going to say.
You can hardly wait. It's good to have you back, Howard. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Now, do you, Howard, really believe that we've got coming bad years in the 21st century?
Well, it all depends. Bad years is relative because it's going to be bad years for some people and not for others.
Yeah.
For example, if you understand what's happening and you know what's there, then it helps you make some very wise decisions about where to put your money. But if you do the old traditional things that Wall Street tells you to do, it's going to be bad years for you.
What are some of those traditional things that Wall Street tells you that we need to be watching for?
Blue chips, mutual funds for growth that have growth stocks.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be pretty serious losses in those things. And the people who transfer their money into these things, into some other things, are going to do very well indeed. For example, what we're looking forward to, you need to understand what the problem is. And everyone, especially small businessmen, needs to know what problems he's dealing with. And the biggest problem is going to be inflation. And
and
inflation is a pretty vicious thing. And historically, inflation is the diminution of the value of your currency.
Right.
So it buys less. For example, the high price of gasoline is not so much because gasoline's more valuable, is because currency is less valuable.
Our dollar is weakened, and petroleum is denominated in dollars.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So people who buy or sell things that are denominated in dollars are going to have trouble, except a very limited number of things that could do very well that are internationally denominated in dollars.
Right. Well, the dollar, of course, the dollar's picked up a little bit. Has our dollar been? Is it just that our dollar's been weaker? Is that the euro, being a new currency, has kind of been a lot stronger lately? Has it peaked? What do you think?
Well, eventually, this is a whirlwind that's going to carry virtually every piece of paper currency away. And the history of the world is littered with dead paper currencies. All currencies last maybe 70 years.
You're a gold guy, aren't you?
Yeah, I am not now. I am sometimes.
Yeah, but you have been. You were telling people about gold decades ago.
Well, it depends. I've been in publishing for 32 years, and I've been bullish on gold and silver for about 11 of those years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now in a... because I publish a financial newsletter, and people subscribe because they feel they'll make money, so you have to get the right things, or they won't renew their subscription.
Right.
So there have been times when I've been very bullish on the stock market. There have been times I'm bullish on bonds. There are times when I was bullish on real estate. Then there are times when I was bearish on any of these things.
Mm-hmm. What are you bullish on right now?
Well, right now I am bullish on gold and silver, especially silver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been down considerably over the last few weeks,
mm-hmm.
and that creates an opportunity because let me give you a marketing principle you should never forget. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Buy low, sell high.
Wow. You get that, folks? That's going to be on the test. Well,
yeah,
gold is down. Gold is down a pretty good bit right now. It's in the 600s right now, isn't it?
No. It's not in the 600s. It's down in the high 800s. But
is 800 okay?
Well, sure.
But it was above 900 not too long ago.
In fact, it was above 1,000 for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
And these prices are relative. For example, if you were to convert the price of gold for inflation since it last peaked in 1980 at 850, and you wanted to decide whether gold was making a new high or a new low or whatever, if you adjust for inflation since then, it would have to go to over 2,200.
Mm-hmm.
So there's plenty of room on the upside,
right.
Plenty of room before we reach anything that says I should consider maybe selling it. But I'm much more bullish on silver than I am on gold.
Why is that?
Well, first, silver is scarcer than gold now. Back in the 70s, when I first was writing about this sort of thing, the bearish on the metals, there was a lot more silver above ground than there was gold, about five times as much.
Mm-hmm.
But silver is an important industrial commodity, and industry's been buying it and using it up. And now there's more gold above ground than there is silver, because gold only its principal use is as jewelry or as money.
So because of all the technology that's been developed over the last 30 years, they've been absorbing the gold. I mean the silver.
Yeah, sure. And for example, when you buy a new car, it's got over 40 silver switches in it. If you buy a new microwave, it's got like 25 or 30 switches, silver switches in it. That's a small part of the cost of manufacturing it, but there's so many things to use. There are over 2,000 uses for silver now.
A lot of people don't understand how to buy, hold, and trade precious metals. How do they do that? I mean, you don't recommend they buy it and put it in their house, do you?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Where you buy it, there's probably within a mile of you, there's a coin dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an international market for both these metals, and the price is determined internationally, and they trade in you. They'll sell you some gold or silver.
Mm-hmm. But you can do it easier than that, though, can't you? You can do it. You can buy it and hold it like stocks, where you don't actually hold the shares. You can let somebody hold it for you, right?
Yeah, but watch out, because that whole principle is loaded with fraud.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
Hold on to that thought, Howard. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, Howard's new book is called How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. 20 after, right back with these messages, after these messages with our friend Howard Ruff. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. No barriers to entry there. Howard Ruff is our guest. He's a member of our Brain Trust, the author of the new book, How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. Howard, where's the best place to find your book?
I beg your pardon?
Where's the best place to find your book?
Well, there are actually three ways to get it. You can go to a bookstore. Most good bookstores
right.
Area have it, or on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is to go to my website at Ruff Times. That's RUFFTimes.com, and you can buy it there, or you can get it free. How do you like that?
How we like that? All they got to do is what?
You subscribe to the Ruff Times, which is my newsletter, which is $165. And then you get a free book. I give it away.
All right.
And if you're not, and then it's even better than that, you could rip me off if you want to, because I have a guarantee if you sign up for my newsletter and don't like it, you can ask for your money back. I'll give it to you, and you get to keep the book.
Keep the book. Can't beat a deal like that. That's $165 a year, right?
Yeah.
For the financial newsletter. Rough Times. Go to roughtimes.com. Check that out, folks. And thanks for Howard. Howard, small business owners have a challenge. Because their businesses wants all the cash they can get their hands on. their business has a always has a place to put the cash, and they want to invest in themselves, so they do invest in their businesses. I've done this, you've done this, but at some point in time, we also need to diversify a little bit and say, okay, you know, now I'm gonna, you know, the business has got to the point where I can kind of take some of it out and some of the money out and put it somewhere else. Any advice you have for small business owners who are making those decisions?
Well, first place is to avoid the banking system as much as possible, although I realize you have to deal with the banking system for the orderly conduct of a business, and that's for sure. But you can limit the amount of money there, and then you have the same investment decisions as everybody else. Doesn't matter whether you're a small business owner or not. You have to decide what to do with your money. Now, Will Rogers said, invest in inflation. It's the only thing that's going up. And there are several things you can do to invest in inflation. We've already talked about gold and silver. But there are certain stock groups that are going to do very, very well over the next few years.
Give us an example.
It's not going to do well and should be avoided.
Give us an example of some of those stock groups.
Well, for example, uranium mining stocks. One of the great trends of the future is going to be the development of nuclear power. And there are 45 nuclear plants under either about ready to begin construction or on the drawing board right now in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's only half enough uranium above ground to service them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mining stocks are going to do very, very well. They're going to be very much in demand.
What about the companies that build those nuclear plants?
I beg your pardon?
What about the companies who build those nuclear plants?
Well, you can do that too, but they're usually complicated with an awful lot of other things. I keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
The mining stocks are only interested in mining uranium, so the only thing that will drive the price will be the price of uranium.
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps things simple. I also like oil service stocks, the companies that build and service the oil rigs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will do very well indeed, because the trend is inevitable that the environmentalists are going to have to give up their opposition to this sort of thing, and those companies like Schlumberger and other companies like that are going to do very, very well. So now you're maybe a small businessman, but after you have taken care of your basic liquidity needs, then you have to start acting like everybody else and figure out what to do with your money, and you need to take as much money as possible and diversify in certain directions.
What do you think about the next 10 years? Are you seeing more of a boom or a bust over the next 10 years?
What do I think about what, say?
The economy over the next 10 years.
Well, it's going to be an inflationary economy probably for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I agree with Teeters that we're going to be we're in the beginning of a trend that's going to last for years, which is one of the worst trends that we've ever dealt with. We're going to have inflation like nothing America has ever seen before, and inflation.
And what's going to drive that inflation?
Well, the inflation at all times and all places is always caused by creating more money.
Mm-hmm.
We used to call it printing more money, but only about 5% of the money is actually minted, printed, or coined, and the rest of it is on the computers of banks out there in cyberspace. And so, why do they keep printing it? It's because we've, as a public, have voted ourselves benefits from the public treasury.
Yep.
And Congress, in order to get elected and reelected, gives us those benefits. For example, let's take the thing that I think guarantees this inflation, and that's the unfunded liabilities of government. The unfunded liabilities being obligations that the government has for which there are no assets or income to support it. And I'm talking about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Where recently we found out that's $50 trillion off of the government's balance sheet.
Yeah.
$50 trillion with a T. And so what's Congress going to do? Are they going to cut the benefits?
Right. Those chickens are going to come home to roost, folks, and those are words to keep in mind when you're thinking about who you're going to vote for in the next election. Howard Ruff, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back another day real soon?
I'll come back, sure.
Thanks, Howard.
I wish you could do it another hour.
We'll get you on another time. Howard Ruff, ladies and gentlemen, how to prosper in the coming bad years. It's roughtimes.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
In the sky, what is love?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.